Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Archon Daf Lamed Daled Archon 34. In today's Daf Yomi, we come to the conclusion of Maseches Archon. We come to the conclusion of Tractate Archon. We thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to be able to complete the 5-minute Daf for this Tractate. So says our Gemara on 34a. Our Gemara talks about a field that a Jew gave to the Kohanim. He said, "Acherim, that my field is consecrated to the Kohanim," and then the Kohen came and consecrated it. So our Gemara is discussing if when the Jubilee year comes, if the Kohen can claim the whole field for himself. And the Gemara bases this thought on a Braisa, that the Braisa says with respect to one who consecrates the field and then somebody else redeems it, it says in Leviticus chapter 27 verse 21, when this field goes out in the Jubilee year, it should be sanctified to God, like a field that is cherem to the Kohen, so shall be this inherited field. And this means that the field that goes out in the Jubilee year from the possession of the one who didn't redeem it and is divided amongst the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Ma Talma Omer, what does it mean when the verse compares it to a Stei Acherim? And so the Gemara explains that this comparison to a Stei Acherim is coming to teach us, Minayin LaKohen Shehikdish Stei Acherimo, that how do we know that if a Kohen consecrated his consecrated field, meaning to say if somebody gave a field to a Kohen, he said this field is Acherim to this Kohen, and then the Kohen went ahead and consecrated it, how do we know, Shelo Yomar, that the Kohen can't say, Hoel V'yotze LaKohanim, that since this field will go during the Jubilee year to all the other Kohanim, and that which is the law of such a field, that it was consecrated to the temple, that it's divided up amongst all the other Kohanim at the Jubilee year who are serving in that Mishmar, and now, right now, this field belongs to me, and so since I've consecrated it, Tehei Shelei, let the field completely belong to me. And he says, Vidinhu, and he says, I'm going to make a logical argument. If it's a field that belongs to other people, I'm allowed to merit from it with other Kohanim. If it's a field that actually came into my domain, well, Kol Shekein, isn't it for sure the case that I should be able to inherit it? So it says that I should be able to take the field that was consecrated. So how do we know that he can do that? Talmud Omer, the verse states, Vayah Sadeh B'tzeiso B'yovel Kodesh LaHashem K'stei Acherim. And the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee year, should be sanctified to God like a Acherim field. V'chimala manu M'stei Acherim. And why are we comparing this Acherim field to an inherited field? Me'ata HaReza Ba'olami V'nim Tzolamid. And so the Talmud says, we learn from it. Ma'akish Stei Acherim O'Stei Achuz Shal Yisrael. We compare the inherited field that a person in an ancestral inherited field to this Stei Acherim, to this field that was given to the Kohen. Ma Stei Achuz Shal Yisrael, just like a Stei Achuz, an inherited field of a Jew that one of the Kohanim redeemed from Hektish, that goes Yotzei Mitachas Yadu Mitchalekes LaKohanim. If one of the Kohanim redeemed it, it still departs from his field and is handed over to all the Kohanim who are serving in that watch and is divided amongst them. So too, the Stei Acherim Yotzei Mitachas Yadu Mitchalekes LaAchav HaKohanim. So too, this Stei Acherim goes out from the Kohen's hand and is divided amongst the other Kohanim. So the Talmud analyzes this logical argument, and Talmud says, we had stated in the Braisa B'shal Acherim HaNizoche that the Kohen said, well, if I can merit to receive the field that's divided up amongst the other Kohanim, I get a portion of that for sure. From my own field, I should also inherit. So the Talmud questions that. Is that a logical comparison? Me dummy. Are they comparison? Are they really comparable? Hasam Zoche Ba'alma, there, he's just getting a small portion divided amongst the other Kohanim. Hacha Shakol Eikula, but here he's getting the whole field for himself. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, no, it's true. We need to compare them, because Sokadai de Chamina, you might have thought, because it states with respect to a Kohen who brings sacrifices, it says that the Kohen, if the Kohen brings a sacrifice, and the Kohen is allowed to bring it whenever he wants, and the Kohen, if he brings his offering, he's able to take the hide and eat the meat of that offering. And he doesn't have to give anything to the other Kohanim of the Mishmar. So I might have thought that here too, Hanami ki kodash of damya, that this too, this Stei Acherim is considered to be like it's in his possession, like he gets to take his own carbon. So too, he should be able to take his own field that he had consecrated. So the Gemara says, midami, the two cases are not similar. there, in the case of Kadosh of Rav Bereshuso, with respect to a carbon, they're not in his possession, because we say that he's really meriting to get them from the temple. So he's getting them in exchange for having done his own work. But Hacha Bereshuso, but here with respect to the Stecherim, it was in his field. So really, the two cases are not comparable. So the Gemara says, "Oh, I'm Rav Nachman Itzchak," because we have a different verse, because we learn that from the verse Ki Achuzas Olam Hulaham. So we might have thought that this was also his Achuzah. So the Gemara therefore establishes that that's the reason why we need it. But anyway, we see on this basis that the Gemara has said that there's a distinction between a Kohen who consecrates his field to the Kohen who brings his karbanos. That the Kohen who brings his karbanos, he's able to merit from it because that's considered to be an exchange for him doing his avoda in the karban. Whereas the karban who is machrim his field, who consecrates his field, that we're saying that he has to share that with the other Kohanim. We're seeing this specifically, the Kohen gets to eat from it, from his carbon, because it's in exchange for doing his avoda. And some say from here we see that if there's a Kohen who's not believing in the avoda, he's not able to eat from the carbon. And so too, some say that we see from here that there are certain leniencies that one is allowed to do something for somebody's of the Jewish faith. They discuss this about the karayim, whether or not a person is allowed to slaughter on or violate the yontif on behalf of a karite. So we see from here this logic that no, you can only do something for somebody who's believing in the faith. That's why you have this special dispensation to violate the yontif for cooking, only for someone who believes. But for someone who doesn't believe, it wouldn't apply. And so therefore, for the Karaites, one wouldn't be allowed to cook for them on yontif.